It's 14th of March. Tomorrow is a very important day. It's my daughter's birthday. She's turning 18 years old. In Ukraine, as well as in many European nations, reaching this age signifies the attainment of legal adulthood. Now she can buy beer, get married, drive a car, vote, and do all the things that adults do. I will definitely see her, if not tomorrow on her birthday, then the day after. I will come to Kyiv for a few days before heading to my new frontline assignment. It will be upsetting to miss her actual birthday. I have only been away from her once in all these 18 years. Last year, when I was in the trench and she was a refugee wandering through Europe. But war is not a time for making plans. And I don't have much to give my daughter as a gift. Gifts have not been brought from Bakhmut for a long time now, as there is nothing left there but ruins and pain. So I simply put together a short film from a few old videos that include both her and me. By the way, I edited on the same computer you sent me, so I'm not just using it for army work, but also to make a gift for my daughter. I'm sorry, but I can't show you the gift video. It's only for her. But I have another video that you can watch. The link will be in the description of today's episode. I also edited this video from my own footage in Bakhmut. However, I didn't handle the sound. There's an exciting story behind the sound production. The YouTube algorithms suggested for me to listen to a guy playing folk punk on a 12-string electric Gretsch guitar. His channel had only a dozen views and no subscribers at all. I subscribed and he thanked me for it, so I told him that the best way to thank me would be to write a song for the Ukrainian army fighters, and he did. The song is called "Carp Stomp the Fascist Dogs," and the guy plays under the name Beer Soaked Whiskey Gang. And I made a video for this song using my footage from Bakhmut, as I told you before. Listen to this song, even if loud and edgy punk rock isn't your thing. And take a look at what's happening in Ukrainian cities right now. Dealing with the aftermath of a Russian invasion, rebuilding what was destroyed and restoring what was stolen by the Russians will be the task of my daughter's generation. The young Ukrainians whose lives were upended by this war. Of course, we won't just sit idly by after victory, but the scale of the destruction is so immense that one generation may not be able to handle it. But you'll see it for yourself in the video.